Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue. And this is Yea, the Bible Saith This. This is a reading through the Bible in 1 year from my 1560 Geneva Bible here. Today's reading will be from Genesis chapters 35 to 37. That is Genesis chapters 35, 36, and 37. And we begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word do us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. We begin Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from Esau thy brother. Then said Jacob unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and cleanse yourselves, and change your garments, for we will rise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there unto God, which heard me in the day of my tribulation, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under an oak which was by Shechem. Then they went on their journey, and the fear of God was upon the cities that were round about them, so that they did not follow after the sons of Jacob. So came Jacob to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, the same as Bethel, he and all the people that was with him. And he built there an altar, and had called the place the God of Bethel, because that God appeared unto him there when he fled from his brother. Then Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and was buried beneath Bethel, under an oak, and he called the name of it Alon Bachuth. Again God appeared unto Jacob, after he came out of Paddan Aram, and blessed him. Moreover God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob, thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. Again God said unto him, I am God all-sufficient. Grow and multiply. A nation and a multitude of nations shall spring of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Also I will give ye land, which I gave to Abraham and Isaac unto thee, and unto thy seed after thee will I give that land. So God ascended from him in the place where he had talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and poured drink offering thereon. Also he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. Then they departed from Bethel, and when there was about half a day's journey of ground to come to Ephrath, Rachel travailed, and in travailing she was in peril. And when she was in pains of her labor, the midwife said unto her, Fear not, for thou shalt have this son also. Then as she was about to yield up the ghost, for she died, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Thus died Rachel, and was buried on the way to Ephrathah, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set as pillar upon her grave. This is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. Then Israel went forward and pitched his tent beyond Migdal Eder. Now when Israel dwelt in that land, Reuben went, and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and it came to Israel's ear, and Jacob had 12 sons. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's eldest son, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. And ye sons of Bilhah Rachel's maid, Dan, and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born him in Paddan Aram. Then Jacob came unto Isaac his father to Mamre, a city of Arba. This is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac were strangers. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost, and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Genesis chapter 36. Now these are the generations of Esau, which is Edom. Esau took the wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon and Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Enah, the daughter of Zibeon and Hivite. And took Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebaioth. And Ada bare unto Esau Eliphaz, and Basemath bare Reuel. Also Aholibamah bare Jeush, and Yalam, and Koram. These are the sons of Esau, which were born to him in the land of Canaan. So Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the souls of his house, and his flocks, and his cattle, and all his substance, which he had gotten in the land of Canaan, and went into to another country from his brother Jacob. For their riches were so great that they could not dwell together, and the land wherein they were strangers could not receive them because of their flocks. Therefore dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. This Esau is Edom. So these are the generations of Esau, father of Edom, in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Edom, the wife of Esau, and Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Garam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and bare unto Eliphaz Amalek. These be the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are ye sons of Reuel, Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these were ye sons of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife, for she bare unto Esau Jeush and Yalam and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau: Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Garam, Duke Amalek. These are ye dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Edom. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son: Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. Likewise, these were the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife: Duke Jeush, Duke Yalam, Duke Korah. These dukes came of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the children of Esau, and these are the dukes of them. This Esau is Edom. These are the sons of Seir the Horite, which inhabited the land before: Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishon, and Izar, and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom. And the sons of Lotan were Hori and Himam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the sons of Shobal were these: Alwan and Manahath, and Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. And these are the sons of Zibeon, both Ayah and Anah. This was Anah that found mules in the wilderness as he fed his father Zibeon's asses. And the children of Anah were these: Dishon and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. Also these are the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Charan. The sons of Izhar are these: Bilhan, and Zalhan, and Akan. The sons of Dishon are these: Oz and Aran. These are the dukes of the Horites: Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibion, Duke Anah, Duke Dishon, Duke Izer, Duke Dishan. These be the dukes of the Horites after their dukedoms in the land of Seir. And these are ye kings that reigned in the land of Edom, that before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. Then Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. And when Bela died, Jobab the son of Zerah of Bosrah reigned in his stead. When Jobab also was dead, Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And after the death of Husham, Hadad the son of Bedad, which slew Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Awith. When Hadad was dead, then Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his field. When Samlah was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And after the death of Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pau. And his wife's name, Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Then these are the names of the dukes of Esau, according to their families, their places, and by their names, Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Yetheth, Duke Aholibama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitations in the land of their inheritance. This Esau is the father of Edom. Finally, Genesis chapter 37. Jacob now dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob when Joseph was 17th year old. He kept sheep with his brethren, and the child was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto their father their evil, saying, Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he begat him in his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. So when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, then they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and told his brethren, who hated him so much the more. For he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. Behold, now we were binding sheaves in the midst of the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves compassed round about, and did reverence to my sheaf. Then his brethren said to him, What, shalt thou reign over us and rule us? Or shalt thou have altogether dominion over us? And they hated him so much the more for his dreams and for his words. Again he dreamed another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have had one dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars did reverence to me. Then he told it unto his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream which thou hast dreamed? Shall I, thy mother, and thy brethren come indeed, and fall on the ground before thee? And his brethren envied him, but his father noted the saying. Then his brethren went to keep their father's sheep in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren keep in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee to them. And he answered him, I am here. Then he said unto him, Go now, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and how the flocks prosper, and bring me word again. For he sent him from the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Then a man found him. For lo, he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he answered, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they keep sheep. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go unto Dothan. Then went Joseph after his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came at them, they conspired against him for to slay him. Then they said to one another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, A wicked beast hath devoured him. Then we shall see what will come of his dreams. But when Reuben heard this, he delivered him out of their hands, and said, Let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, Shed not blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him. Thus he said, that he might deliver him out of their hand, and restore him to his father again. Now when Yosef was come unto his brethren, they stripped Yosef out of his coat, his parti-colored coat yet was upon him. And they took him, and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, without water in it. Then they sat them down to eat bread, and they lift up their eyes and looked, and behold, there came a company of Ishmaelites from Gilead, and their camels laden with spicery and rosin and myrrh, and were going to carry it down into Egypt. Then Judah said unto his brethren, What availeth it if we slay our brother, though we keep his blood secret? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren obeyed. Then the Midianites merchantmen passed by, and they drew forth and lift Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph unto the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, who brought Joseph unto Egypt. Afterward Reuben returned to ye pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. Then he rent his clothes, and returned to his brethren, and said, The child is not yonder, and I, whither shall I go? Then they took Joseph's coat, and killed a kid of the goats, and dipped the coat in the blood. So they sent that parti-colored coat, and they brought it unto their father, and said, This have we found. See now, whether it be thy son's coat or no. Then he knew it, and said, It is my son's coat. A wicked beast hath devoured him. Joseph is surely torn in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and sorrowed for his son for a long season. Then all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he would not be comforted, but said, Surely I will go down into ye grave, unto my son mourning. So his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him unto Egypt, unto Potiphar, an eunuch of the Pharaoh's, and his chief steward. Thus ends today's reading of God's holy word. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word in Genesis. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. Please join me tomorrow for further reading in the book of Genesis as we continue reading through the Bible in 1 year. Yea, the Bible saith this.